Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Jet Set Morning Call. We're going to bring the call up. Just hold on, bear with us. We're a little bit late here this morning and dealing with these technological issues, but just hold on, and the call will be coming right up. Hold on, hold on, bringing the call up.
Right, and boy, James, you're exactly right.
All right, hopefully
these people up here are just so warm and friendly. I just had a wonderful time. It was so nice to finally put a name with so many faces, and just wanted to make sure and thank all the very nice people of this Muncie, Indiana area. Also tonight, make sure that you've got at least two new people on the call tonight so that they can hear about a wonderful business opportunity. Now, today is Wednesday, so the call is going to be on the company line. That's the YTV conference call line. That number is 641-594-7505. The call is going to start tonight at 8:30 Central Time, 9:30 Eastern Time. And it's going to be led by our directors, James Pruitt, Roland Matouris, and also, today is Tuesday? Good morning, everybody. I was just informed that today is Wednesday. I was in Dunkirk on Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. How funny. Okay, I guess I'm a day behind or a day ahead. I'm just so looking forward to moving forward. So then tonight, the call tonight is going to be on the on this line. Okay, let's get it back. Scratch that out. And the star team is going to be on this line tonight. The star team will be on at 9 p.m. Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. On this line, okay, there will be a great business presentation by our directors out of South Florida, and that's going to be Rachel Moore, Joanna Moore, and Graham Harris. Sorry, I got my days confused. I guess I'm just already moving so far ahead. So make sure and have at least two friends on the call tonight, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, on this very line. Our South Florida directors will be doing a great business presentation. Okay, I think I got my days back straight again. Okay, and also, make sure that everyone, we still have a little bit of time left for the cruise. Okay, now our Harpeth is Plenty cruise is setting sail on Monday, June 30th. We're sailing from Miami, Florida. We're sailing to Key West and also to Cozumel, Mexico. And as Coach Tomer stated last week, we've got a couple of days this week to finally, if you haven't booked or you've got friends who are just don't know quite. They've got to quickly make up their mind because you only have a couple more days to get on this cruise, and boy, are we going to have one fantastic time. All righty, everybody, let's go ahead and get ready. Let's bring on our leader. As you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates that his income is over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this morning, this Tuesday morning, with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt. Good morning to all of you out there, champions all across this nation and throughout the world. Top of the morning to you. Good morning, Power Team leaders. Good morning, $10,000 dream bonus earners. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers, multiple President's Club ring wearers. Good morning, directors, circle of champions, all those folks boil down to being power team leaders. So I want to congratulate and welcome all power team leaders all over the world on this call this morning. You know, Marcia, when Sunday night feels just like Friday night because you don't have to go to work any of those days, it's easy to get the days mixed up. I do understand, but yes, it is Tuesday, and I'm looking so forward to the Star Team's call this evening and having people on that. You know, as I just kind of glance back and kind of reflect, ladies and gentlemen, just think about this. Carone March last night, superstar Jet Set director, was on the leadership call that Craig Sweet does on Monday night, and boy, it was just such a good call. Just to think the type of production that Carone is experiencing, the type of results that she's living with, all started from somebody letting her hear the three-minute sizzle call, the introduction call that's on the 512 number. Just think that Roland Atouris was sitting at a travel party when he heard about this business. Just think Rachel Moore, superstar directors now, Rachel Moore was sitting there at a lunchtime presentation at an office complex. Just think that Joanna and Graham Harris, they heard Joanna Moore, Graham Harris, heard about this business, superstar directors, at a travel party. Just think Pastor Charles Thompson, who earned four $10,000 bonuses in the first 6 months. Just think, ladies and gentlemen, he saw step three on the Harvesters Plenty website and then got on a conference call, did a three-way with myself. Just think, superstar Jet Set director Kimberly Perry, Marcia gave her, a magazine, a Success From Home magazine. She saw the DVD and did a three-way with myself. Just think, superstar director Craig Sweet sat down with me, did a one-on-one, then went to a red carpet event, met with Coach. Just think, Devon McCullough and Cheryl McCullough saw a DVD, and they're still using the same DVD. The reason I bring this up, folks, is all these tools in the recruiting process, the sizzle call, the travel party, the one-on-one, the step three, the presentation on the internet, the Success From Home magazine, the red carpet, the DVDs, the conference call. These are the same tools that people have been using that have brought on these superstar directors, the same things that we talk about each and every morning. Remember the recruiting process. Step one, expose your business. Talk to people. Pique curiosity. That's step one. Step two, any form of a presentation. That could be the DVD in the magazine, the presentation online on your website, the Harvest is 20 step three. That could be the conference call, the 512 24-hour. Ladies and gentlemen, any of those are forms of a presentation. And then the validation call, which is your upline director, or any other form of a presentation. If they've been to a travel party already, now let's see if they can hear a conference call. If they've already heard a conference call, invite them out to meet some of the other people involved at a weekly meeting, or show them the Success From Home magazine. But use some form of validation. The next step is to have them join and repeat the same process. Ladies and gentlemen, you are conversation specialists. You are destined to reach your destiny. It's important for you to be around people. It's important for you to be in conversations. It's important for you to chit-chat with people and pique their interest. And ladies and gentlemen, pick a pace. Whether it's five new people a day you're going to expose your business to and chit-chat, ask the right questions. Well, I was talking to superstar director yesterday, Devon McCullough. His pace is 30 a day, still doing the same pace that got him to the top 30. Pick a pace, whether it's five a day, whether it's 10 a day, but you pick a number. No matter what, every day that number of people you're going to pique their interest. Ask them the right questions. You know, chit-chat with people. Pique their interest. Create curiosity about your business, ladies and gentlemen. This is what to do. This is what the people are doing. They're growing. Print out that tracking form. So as you're piquing new people's interest and you're getting business cards and people's numbers, you're putting their names down the tracking form because if you pick a pace 5 a day, if you pick a pace 10 a day, if you pick a pace 15 a day, if you pick a pace 20 a day, pick a pace 30 a day, whatever your pace is, there's a lot of people. People start getting lost in the shuffle. You start remembering, I got 12 numbers today. I don't even remember who these people are. You have to start writing down the guy with the blue shirt at the convenience store. Oh, yeah. So, folks, you use the tracking form to keep everything organized and see who's gotten to what phase. I'm telling you, the same tools that are working for everyone else will work for you. It's just pick a pace. Push yourself. If you're doing five a day right now, bump it up to 10. you know, bump it up to 10. Pick your pace, folks. Ask people the questions that lead them down the conversation alley you want to. Have you heard? Did you know? If you knew that, see, these are the beginnings of certainty. These are the beginnings of comfort place. Have you heard about this company that allows you? Have you heard about the company that gives free insurance? Have you heard there's a way to make? Have you heard if you knew you could make an extra $3,000 a month from home, would you be interested in taking a look? If you knew, did you know there was people out here that, you know, start using all of these things. You know what to do. Most people are always looking for more supervision. I want to push you to have a supervision that you're going for. The bottom line is the more people that see it, the more people that you talk to, the more people that see it, the more people that see it, the more people that like it, the more people that like it, the more they join. So, ladies and gentlemen, step one, the exposure phase, that's what we've got to become specialists at. We've got to become, see, we don't leave our house looking for people. We leave our house having fun. We leave our house doing what we want to do. Everywhere we go, there's people there. And everywhere I go, I try to find the sharpest person in the room. And I try to peak the conversation, walk up to them, stretch my hand out. Hi, my name is James Poole. You sure are sharp. How are you doing today? Hey, I want to ask you a question if you knew. See, folks, that's all this is. And it works. It works. It works. It worked for Uncle Ron. It worked with Roland Torres. It worked with Rachel Moore. It worked with Joanna Moore. It worked with Graham Harris. It worked with Pastor Charles Thompson. It worked with Superstar Director Kimberly Perry. It worked with Craig Sweet. It worked with Bonner. It worked with Cheryl. It'll work with you. It'll work with your people. Folks, do the elements necessary. This is a very simple, simple business. You don't need any master to come in here and say, folks, if you're talking to people, if you're doing it and you're doing it and you're doing it, you just get better. You just get better. I'm trying to think now of how to develop my golf swing. And so I'm thinking of all these different elements, with my weight on my back foot, make sure I got my hands just right, my head down, my eye on the ball, make sure I got my grip just right. And when I swing, I'm like, but when you watch my life, Tiger Woods, it looks like a big fluid motion. Why? Because he's done it so much, he's not even thinking about it anymore. It just comes natural, folks. Let me tell you something. The more you're out there doing, the better you'll get. The more you're out there doing, the better you'll get. The more you're out there doing, the better you'll get. That's the bottom line. The more you're doing, the better you'll get. I think most people do the right thing. They just don't do enough of it. James, I talked to 4 people this week, and only one person is interested. That's great. What if you talked to those 4 or 5 people that day? Think about that, folks. We just need to turn it on up. Turn it on up. I want to get you closer to your why. Go spend some time with your kids and think about where they're going to be in 5 years from now. What price you could pay over the next 5 years to change their life. Go and look at your retirement bank account and see how much money you got saved up for retirement. And then decide you're going to spend 5 years working your business hard and see what happens to your retirement plan. Folks, we got the answer to the economy. We got the answer to blessings. We've got the answer. We have the answer. And all we got to do is at the end of this call, go and be a superstar. Go and be a superstar for just one day. And tomorrow, plug back in and go be a superstar tomorrow. And then the next day, plug back in. By the way, Marcia, that'll be Thursday by the end. But by the way, plug in. Just continue to do it. Continue to do it. That's all I wanted to say. I got to pause for a second, bring up my partner in success. I'm talking about everybody's hero, ladies and gentlemen. This guy just gets better and better and better. I'm talking about third-level director, multiple President's Club ring wearer. And, yes, he's a big-time bonus earning, $50,000 bonus, $100,000 bonus. Boy, the bonus checks are just flying. They're printing it up the next one right now. And let me tell you, he won't let us know whether he's wearing that cape or not. But folks, we just got, we should get a pool going on. What do you think? He's going to wear a cape on that on the cruise or not? But I want you to help me welcome him to the call. I'm talking about none other than third level director, Mr. Roland Aturas. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, man, I don't know what I'm doing, but I thought about what you said this morning on the call, James. All we have to do is take a shot, keep pushing. But, James, it sounds so easy for me. It doesn't sound that difficult, man, with 10 exposures, 20 exposures. But what if I just get 2? What if I just get 1? I mean, I can handle 1. I can have 2, 5, 10. That sounds like a lot of people. I just want 1. Well, you know what, James? If we just do 1 exposure, like you said, that's 4 a week. Then what is the ratio? What's the ratio on that? James, I tell you all the time, when we look at the baseball stars, the people that hit the home run, the Babe Ruths, the Barry Bonds, the Hank Aarons, they hit a whole lot of home runs. But, James, they also strike out more than any other base player because they take the shots. Exposure is about taking the shots, taking the shots, taking the shots. How are you doing, good looking?
Boy, I'm doing great this morning, Roland. I just think about the names I mentioned, Roland, and the incomes these people represent. Cologne March, Rachel Moore. Think about that. Your income, Roland. Joanna Moore, Graham Harris, Pastor Charles Thompson. Think about that. Gary White, Rolanda White. Think about that. Kim Perry, Craig Sweet, Vaughn and Cheryl McCullough. Think about that. Noah Matos, Tia. Think about that. Think about that. Dwight and Julie Wiggs. Think about Michael and John Gallon. By the way, just bust another $10,000, but somebody somewhere kept talking to Mike Gallon. He said, no, I'm not interested. Kept talking to him, Roland. The people that try the hardest are going to make the most money. That's the bottom line. The people that do the most work are going to make the most money. The people that show the program the most, STP, show the plan. The people that show the plan the most are going to make the most money. The people that talk to the most people are going to make the most money. And, Roland, I remember when I used to think to myself, man, I'm in here talking to all these people. Here's what we would do, Roland. We would say every morning at 10 o'clock we want to have an appointment. But we look down at our appointment book, guess what? There ain't no appointment. So we start going to where we wanted to have an appointment. We start having breakfast every morning at 10 o'clock. Breakfast right there. We have no appointment. But pretty soon by going to that breakfast and just having a cup of coffee and meeting people and talking to people, I start saying, why don't you let me buy your breakfast for you tomorrow? Okay. Well, good. I'll meet you here tomorrow. I got something I want to show you. Next thing you know, I had an appointment. But every morning at 10 o'clock right there, rolling. All we got to do is what it takes to win. All we've got to do is, you know, I'm amazed, Roland, when I talk to some people and they say, Jan, can you give me some tips? I say, yeah, I sure can. Let me ask you a couple questions. Have you read chapter 7, 8, 9 in Toolbox? No, not yet. Have you called the 512 number and heard the 24-hour hotline? No, not yet. Are you on the magazine program? No, not yet. But you're calling me and you want me to give you some tips. But think about this, Roland. From now on, we've got to have the basics down. Get on the magazine program. Call the 512 number. How many people can you let hear that three-minute introduction call today? All you do is dial the number and say, listen to this. I just want you to listen to this to your coworker at work. Let them listen. It's only 3 minutes. Somebody gave Corona March, Roland, that number, and she listened. And look at what she's producing now. Somebody gave Kimberly Perry a magazine. And look at what she's doing now, director in 7 months, no experience, 7 months. Roland, do you hear what I'm saying? Man, this is, I think sometimes people are expecting a some kind of voodoo or some kind of Chinese arithmetic. Or Roland, the tools are all here. And what I do is I pick one or two that I really like. But I pick three or four that are on my secondary. And I just make sure that every single time I know what the next step is, Roland. And I'm watching young, up-and-coming directors, Noah Matos, Dwight and Julie Wiggs, Michael and Dawn Gallon. I'm watching young, up-and-coming directors, Roland, that are utilizing the tools, utilizing them, wearing them out, calling that 512 number 15 times a day and letting somebody hear, folks, that type of determination is what gets you to your why. It's what gets you there. And, Roland, I look at the number of travel parties you do every week. It just blows my mind. You know, you and I have talked about it. We can do 5 travel parties on a Saturday. Now, keep in mind, that's an all-day Saturday. That's up early in the morning with your first travel party, coming home late at night. But, Roland, the number of people you can put in your power team on one Saturday doing 5 travel parties, I put, think of it, Roland, 15, 17, 18 people. Roland, the key is just doing what works. Doing what works. You know, I heard Art Williams say, Roland, that he don't know how smart people ever get nothing done because they're always trying to figure out a smarter way, an easier way, a better way. But somebody that learns the way and listens and just goes and does, just goes and does. Roland, that's the key to doing it. Now, Roland, am I just rambling on here or does this make any sense to you?
James, it makes absolutely a lot of sense, James. I think about it, man. See, sometimes we look for that magic pill, man, because, James, I get it all the time. Like, every meeting, Roland, come here, I got something to ask you. Tell me, what are you really doing? How did you really accomplish that? Everything that we say on the phone, James, is always the same thing because it's always the truth. There's no magic pill. But you know what I get, James? Well, you need to do a trap party. Yeah, but... Well, you need to expose more. Yeah, but it seems like everyone has that yeah, but disease. Yeah, but disease. They think it's something else. No, you got to give me something easier. I want that magic pill. But James, it's all in the exposure. It's all about the making appointments. It's all about doing the travel parties. Yeah, you did it once before, but do it again. Our successful directors, James, have at least 5 travel parties in a week. Some do 5 in a day. And it's all about the numbers. I tell people all the time, weekly meeting builds your team, but travel parties pay your bills. Why is that? Because when you can invite someone to a weekly meeting on Thursday and they don't show up, you're like, oh man, well come next Thursday. They don't show up. Then they finally come on that third week. It took you 3 weeks to get one person to a weekly meeting that finally signed up. When you can have travel parties on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, and when you tell someone to go to a travel party, James, their guard is down. You know, they're not looking to go to a weekly meeting. Sometimes you tell people to go to a weekly meeting from work, I mean, that seems threatening, man. They come up and they're like, oh, man, I got to go to a weekly meeting. But when you say, come to my house, I'm doing something special, meet me at Starbucks, man, let's hang out, let's do something, I got something I want to show you. It just seems non-threatening. And people say, okay, yeah, I could do that. And they show up at travel parties, James. It just seems that you have more people show up at a travel party. You can get 3, 4, 5, 6 people at one place at one time. When was the last time you got 6 people at a weekly meeting? That's the reason why I say travel parties pay your bills, James.
And Roland, after they come to that travel party, and today is on Tuesday, and they're real excited, and they join the business, or they want to go back and talk to their husband, or they want to go back and talk to their wife, then you say, why don't you come out and meet some of the other people involved after the travel party? Now you got 6 or 7 people coming to the weekly meeting because you did 4 travel parties earlier that week, and you're building toward that meeting. But Roland, let's just face it. Let's just face it. The people that do the most make the most. Nobody's ever knocked on my door, and I said, who is it? They said, I'm looking for a home business. I understand you got one in here. I can't wait to join. That's never happened to me. Has that happened to you?
Never happened to me, James.
Never happened to me. Never happened. However, when I'm out there and I say, did you know there is a company that guarantees they'll pay you $6,000, and all you got to do is hand somebody this magazine. You heard about this company? Did you know? There's a company giving free insurance, major medical, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Did you know there's a company that guarantees, folks, we have to become conversation specialists. Now, let's take it to the next level. If you're not coming right at them, I love how Marcia does it. She always says, do you know anybody that is looking to make some money from home? Do you know anybody that wants to make the same money they make now but stay at home and get it? Do you know any stay-at-home moms that need to make an extra $3,000? Do you know any? See, sometimes it takes the pressure off. You're not even asking them. You're asking them if they know anybody that wants to make $12,000 a month and stay home and have free insurance. Do you know anybody that wants to get an extra paycheck every single week? Try that today. Pick that one. Go out today and ask 10 people if they know anybody that wants to get an extra paycheck every week. That's what. Go out and ask 10 people today if they know anybody that wants to get an extra paycheck every week. And you watch their eyebrows raise up. But, doing what? They're not asking about their friends. No, they're not asking about their friends. They're asking for themselves. See, that's the key, folks. We've got to become conversation specialists. And if you're a little bit scared, or they say scared, if you're a little bit scared, then have the conversation. Just don't mention YTV. Have the conversation about how high gas is. Have the conversation about what vacation you're looking forward to having this year. And if they're planning a vacation, just have the conversation. And then you'll notice, this is where I should go. And whether you do it or not. But when you have, just get in the habit of having the conversation. Roman, you kind of mentioned the baby step. Is to ask them if they would like to receive vacation travel specials, email to them. It's a baby step, but Roland, it's a step in the right direction. I'm so excited about the information we talked about. I've given you something to use today, 10 times today. Do you know anybody that wants to get an extra paycheck every single week? Do you know anybody like that? And see, what happens is you start creating curiosity. What are you talking about? Extra paycheck every week. What are you talking about? Do you pique the curiosity? And let me tell you something. If you're interested in getting a cape like Roland's for that cruise, go out to the Black and White store. Go out to Neiman Marcus. Go out and shop for it. And everywhere you look, there'll be people. If you're interested in getting a new car, go out and look at the car you want. And everywhere you go, there's going to be people there wishing they had more money, wishing they had more time off. Folks, I know I'm getting excited this morning, but I'm telling you, that call call last night just got me fired up and rolling. I want to get Marcy. Are you still there? You got to hit star six there, you know, rolling. Are you still there, Marcia? I hope she's not mad because it's Tuesday and not Wednesday. Marcia, are you there?
Yes, I am here, James. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you as well, Marcia. Now everybody's asking me what's going to take place on the cruise. What's going to happen on the cruise? Talk a little bit, Marcia, about a general outline of what's going to take place on the cruise. We're all going to show up, and then what?
Okay, this is going to be a lot of fun, everybody. Let's go through quickly. So on Monday night, remember, we set sail at like 4 o'clock. Everybody's going to be at the dock by 2 o'clock, okay? So make sure that you're on the ship. Monday, we're just going to have on the Lido deck, we're just going to have a welcome ceremony. Just going to address the crowd, just to welcome everybody here. That's going to take place right after, if you've ever done a cruise before, you have to put your life jacket on. It's this procedure called the muster station procedure. And after that procedure, we're all going to meet up on the Lido deck. Just a real casual welcome, everybody. And that's right before dinner. So that's going to be like an early thing on Monday. On Tuesday, that's the day that we're going to dock in Key West in the morning. I think that we set sail from Key West about 2 o'clock. And at that time, from 2 until about 4:30, we will have the Women of Distinction will be taking over the main theater, and that'll be just for the women. That's going to be on Tuesday. Now, remember also that Tuesday is White Night, so that's the day that after our Women of Distinction, everybody's going to be flowing around in their white, okay? So that's what Tuesday is going to be. Now, Wednesday morning...
Hold on, Marcia. Now, the Women of Distinction is for women only, right?
Yes, it is.
That's for women only. So what we kind of created we feel kind of left out. All us guys, you know, we left out. So what we've done is just kind of put together something called the Men of Honor. And this is going to be for men only. I'm sticking my tongue out. I just want it to be for men only. You hear that, everybody? For men only. Rick is going to be the keynote speaker of that. We're going to have so many powerful, powerful men there. We call that the Men of Honor. So, gentlemen, make sure that you're there. I just wanted to throw that in, Marcia, since you didn't mention that.
Okay, great. That's going to be on Tuesday. Remember, Tuesday is white. We're going to wear all white on Tuesday evening. And like we said, we don't have to do anything so super fancy. We just want to show team spirit that we're in white, okay? Now, on Wednesday.
Look, we can do super fancy if we want to, right?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I think, James, I think I'm going to be like Diana Ross. I think I'm going to change a couple of times during the day into some different outfits of white. So that'll be kind of fun as well. Hey,
now, remember, folks, that's what somebody's saying. You don't have to do nothing super fancy. She's going to change 3 or 4 times in one day. Okay. I know how we are, see. We like to get sharp. We like to look good. We are the jet set now. It's the kind of way we carry ourselves. So if you want to do super fancy, Marcia said it's okay.
Okay, good. Now, listen, we're going to start off Wednesday with the Harvest is Plenty breakfast, okay? So we're going to take over the dining room, and we're going to have speakers in there, and it will be a prayer breakfast, okay? So we're going to do that on Wednesday morning. And then right following the prayer breakfast, we will go to the main theater again, where we will have our jet set directors address the crowd, okay? And that's going to be in the main theater. On Wednesday is the day that we dock in Cozumel. We dock in Cozumel, I think, about 1 o'clock, okay? So everything will take place in the morning up until 1 o'clock, and then everyone can get off the ship and go on to Cozumel for the day. When we come back on the ship that evening, I think that we set sail from Cozumel about 10 p.m. So when everyone's back on the ship is having a Mexican buffet there on the Lido deck. That's where the open area is on the top of the ship. So they're going to have a Mexican buffet there. But what we've done is we've asked the DJ to play a specific some specific songs. And what we'd like to do is on Wednesday night have like a line dance party. I believe that's what you call it, a line dance party. Now, if you've ever been on a cruise or anything, and they have these like the hustle. You remember the hustle? You remember the electric fly? We've got some new ones out, I think. I'll have them all the names, so if you want to go practice before we get on the cruise or you want to ask your kids how to do some of the latest line dance parties, but we're going to do that on the Lido deck, and that's for everybody. That's for, you know, your grandmother or your little kid, you know what I mean? So that's just a fun time. We're going to do that on Wednesday night.
And Marcia, if you want to get a full list of what dances those are, I suggest you contact future brand new director Garland Webb. This guy can truly cut the rug, man. Garland knows how to do that dip and that little thing. You know what I'm talking about, Marcia. So watch Garland Webb. The guy can really cut the floor. Go ahead.
That's going to be on Wednesday. And then on Thursday is really Coach Tomer's day. He's got a couple of training available, one in the morning and then one again in the afternoon before the dinner. So make sure we'll have an itinerary for everyone as they are entering the cruise. We'll ask everyone to register, and we'll have an area. We'll be some people and some signs directing you as you get on the cruise, and then you'll have an itinerary so you know where all of the events are and what time all of the events will take place. But I believe you're going to have a great time, and everybody be prepared because we want to take lots and lots of pictures. That's the main thing. We want to make sure and have lots of fun and take lots of pictures so that we have lots of memories as well. But I think that's about it, James.
Wow, that sounds so, like, so much fun, Marcia. I keep in mind, folks, there's a casino on the ship. They show movies on the ship. There's a disco on the ship, folks. They've got all sorts of shops, all sorts of restaurants, and all sorts of just neat things going on there. It's just going to be so much action-packed fun. There's a wave pool. There's a slide. There's a jacuzzi. They've got all these things. It's going to be so much fun, not to mention just sailing the high seas and looking overboard and rolling. I've taken some cruises with you. And I know you're wondering why I didn't mention your name. I mentioned Garland Webb's name. But Roland, I've seen you bust the move a couple of times, and I've seen you and Michelle. I saw both of you, man. I'm looking forward to rubbing elbows with you, man, and dropping it like it's hot and doing a move or two here. You know, I've been practicing, but man, I'm just excited about what we're about to do, this voyage that we've done. Never before has there been an event in YTB like this, Harvest's 20 Cruise, and we're just really, really excited about it. Roland, do you have any comments about the cruise? You going to let us in on the cake thing or not?
Well, I'm thinking if I'm going to fly in on the cake, I don't know yet, but James, you know what? I just thought about it. The cruise will be filled with pastors on the cruise, so we have to be about best behavior. So I'm going to be doing orientation beginning of the cruise, and the subject of orientation is going to be how to have fun while your pastor is watching. Okay, so I need to teach that because my dad was a pastor. I had 10 pastors in my immediate family, so I got to show people how to have fun while the pastors are watching because, you know, at weddings, they wait for the pastor to leave to have fun, so we have a whole bunch of pastors on the cruise, but we're going to have a good time, James.
You know, Ron, I think we're going to see some pastors out there doing that shuffle to the left. I think it's really, really, really going to be a super good time. Folks, if you haven't treated yourself yet and booked your spot on that cruise, please do so. Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, just remember, you're learning a new skill. And you're learning to be to market and promote your own business. You're learning to do what to do. And the best way to learn it is just to do it a whole lot. Just to do it a whole lot. You know, Roland, there's so many Cinderella stories, the NYTV, of people that came aboard and just had a huge why. And we've got the minimum standard, of course, is the magazine program. The maximum standard is when a person joins to hit that 30 in 30 days and bust their $10,000 in the first month. So, Roland, we have every scope here, and we know the importance of being at big events. So here's the next big event. The next big event is tonight on this same line. And you start contacting and peeking and pointing and get some people on that call tonight. And let me tell you something. When you're on your calls, don't be silent on the call during the introduction process. Shout out your name and shout out your city. It's important when guests hear an awful lot of names, an awful lot of shout-outs on those calls. So even if you just shout out your city, you don't want nobody to know it's you. Disguise your voice and shout out your city if you're trying to hide it. You're in the witness protection program or something. I'm not sure, but make sure you represent. And we need to just all of us, work hard, have fun. If you're not having fun while you're doing this, Roland, I don't think you're doing it right. I really don't. Thank you so much, Marcia, for that update. I really appreciate it. Thank you for going to Indiana. I told you those are just very, very special people out there, really, really warm. Now, Roland, when we get back from the cruise, we're going to send all those 2,000 people right back and drop them off in Miami Beach on the 4th of July. Roland, that's a vacation within a vacation. Even if you just stayed an extra few days there in Miami Beach, I hear it's a great place, Roland. I love it. I love it. Man, it's a vacation within a vacation right there, man. I'm just really, really excited about that. Then, Roland, after that, after we drop folks off there in Miami Beach on the 4th of July, you put together a couple of big, big, important events right there in Miami in July, right after the cruise. Talk a little bit about that, Ron.
Yes, James, the areas are not final yet, the locations, so that's still to be announced, but we will let you know on that Tuesday, on Monday and Tuesday, the 7th and the 8th, James, you and I will be doing a fast start meeting, Circle of Champions in West Palm Beach, okay? And then on the 8th, Coach is going to be here in Fort Lauderdale. That area is still to be announced, and we're going to have a great, great meeting. About 2,500 people expected to be there. And, guys, over here down in South Florida, while you're on that cruise, if you have 2 days to have fun, man, go find someone. Man, people are looking for a reason to be blessed. And you invite those people, do some recruiting here, and we'll definitely take care of your people here in South Florida area. We have 7 meetings going on, 2 in Spanish. We have certifications every month. So Miami, South Florida would be a great place to get a prospect. So get them. Coach will be here on the 8th. So if you can hang around to the 8th and be part of that meeting, it's going to be awesome. We'll have a great time. And by tomorrow, I should have those locations for you.
You know, Roland, people going on that cruise and then spending a little time on the 4th of July there in Miami Beach and then hanging around and meeting some wonderful, wonderful people there in Miami and appointing them to these gigantic events that you've got going on featuring Coach Tomer and Circle of Champions. Roland, I think people might not ever want to go home. They might just stay there with their recruit. That place is such a wonderful, wonderful place. Roland, I've had so much fun on this call today. I just want to talk about being a conversation specialist. There's so much stuff to talk about. You know, I heard Steve Brandt talk about what he said to people at the gas pump. How much is the price of gas on your side of the pump? It's only $1.50 over here. See, that piques people's curiosity. You know, just little things like that. Well, and I just watched you develop into just a recruiting magnet, you know, and you know, you get on the elevator with somebody and they step out on RTA. You know, I've just watched you develop and grow, Roland. I'm just so proud of your progress and I'm just so proud, man, of how diligently you continue to be a great student, Roland. You continue to learn what you don't know. You continue to push out there in areas that you're uncomfortable with. You know, we talked to you about, Roland, can you host a segment on the Harvest is Plenty time? And you go, I don't know how to do that. I mean, but you did it anyway, and you were great. And I remember we asked you to participate on some of these conference calls, and you said, I don't really know how to do that, but you're doing it, and you're doing great. I just want to commend you, Roland, publicly for pushing forward, not being scared to try new things, and not being scared to be bad first before you're good, man. I'm just happy to be in business with you, man. I love calling you my friend. I love calling you my business partner. And we are going to rub elbows and do – I need somebody to teach me how to do the electric slide. So you know, just let me know, man, and I'm willing to learn new things. And I can go to the left and to the right and put the hokey pokey, put your left foot in, whatever it is. I'm willing to learn it, man. I'm willing to try new things. I'm willing to learn. So if you're willing to teach me, Roland, I'm willing to learn.
Well, James, I'm willing to teach you, man. You know what, James, and I just second the same thing you said to me, man. And my definition of a best friend, James, is not someone that you talk to every day, not someone you hang around, but a best friend is someone who brings out the best in you. And, James, I just know you bring out the best in me. Anytime you always challenge me to do this, do that. And, James, I just meet your challenge, and I do what you tell me to do, and then I do the uncomfortable till it becomes comfortable, man. So, man, you know I love you, man.
Well, I sure do appreciate it, man. We've had a great time on this call. And tomorrow I want to have some very, very special guests on the call. I'm going to keep it a surprise. Get all your teammates, everybody, get on this call. Remember, folks, if you're not in your power team, hurry and get there. It's a top pay level. You need to be at the top pay level. Hurry and get there. If you're already in your power team, who can you push toward their power team? Run with the runners, walk with the walkers. If they're standing still, go work with somebody else. That's Rick Ricketts 101. Roland, I've gone on and on and on this morning. I've got some recruiting to do, some conversations to be in, some interest to pique, some points to presentations. I got to go. I got places to go. I got people to see. Tell me yes, tell me no, tell me quick. I got to go. I'm going to turn this call over to you, Roland, to close out like you do each and every morning. Take it away, my friend.
James, I would love to, but I think everyone on this call really know what to do. I just think that they need more hope than they do help, you know. And I would tell you a small story. It was about this great library of Alexandria, but it was burnt down. And all the books that were burnt down, one book was saved. And this poor man bought it for a few coins. But in this book, it was the secret of the touchstone. The secret of the touchstone. This touchstone was a small pebble that could turn any common metal into pure gold. So the book explained that the special pebble could be found on the shores of the Black Sea, lying among thousands and thousands of other rocks that look just like this pebble. But the secret was that the pebble would feel warm while the others felt cold. So the poor man went along the shores of the Black Sea, and he was going from pebble to pebble, picking it up. And when it felt cold, he would throw it right back into the water. Went back, picked up another. When it felt cold, he would throw it right back in the water. This went on for days. This went on for weeks. This went on for months. And he spent years searching for that touchstone. But James, his hope faded. But yet he continued to work, but his hope faded. He continued to work. His routine kept going on, picking up the pebble, throwing it, but his hope faded. So one day he picked up the pebble. It was warm, but because he was so used to throwing it back into the water, he threw that warm pebble back into the water. And the moral of the story is that sometimes we do the same thing over and over and over and over again and over and over again. And when we see that real big one, our hope has faded, that we lack interest, that we lack the enthusiasm, and that we don't even realize when we have a star in front of our face. James, all the tools that we give, the exposure, that it may seem like a routine, and but the thing is, if you lose your hope, you will let that big one slip by. Don't lose your hope. I said this yesterday, and I'm going to say it again. A man can live about 40 days without food, about 3 days without water, about 8 minutes without air, but only 1 second without hope. On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Tourist, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe. Because with God, all things are possible. Keep that hope alive. Be blessed. See you on the call in the morning.
All right. Hey, folks, you just heard a live, exciting call this morning. And, you know, we're just so thankful for the Jet Set team, James Pruitt and Roland Tourist, and with James Pruitt's wife, Marcia Pruitt, and Roland's wife, Michelle Torres. And, you know, again, you know, what he just closed out with, it goes back to, like, Acres of Diamonds. You know, a person was living somewhere and looking for diamonds, and, you know, sold their land that they had, not realizing that the land that they had tremendous amount of diamonds on it. And he kept running across these peculiar-looking rocks on his land, but he did not know what a diamond looked like in its rough state. And so he didn't pursue it, and he sold the land, went somewhere else looking for diamonds, got frustrated, threw himself in the river and committed suicide. And the land that he sold, because he did not recognize diamonds in its rough state, was full of diamonds. Acres of diamonds. He would have been a millionaire, multi-millionaire. It was one of the largest, richest diamond fields in Africa. But he did not know what a diamond looked like in its rough state. See, too often as we approach this business, we do not know what opportunity looks like in its rough state. You know, we want to come into something and we feel that, you know, if I ain't made $100,000 in 2 weeks, it ain't work. Well, it don't work like that. Come on, let's get real. You know, it's about work, but it's also about understanding opportunity. And, I mean, there is so much that they shared this morning that if you just go back, and, again, you can take and replay the message. That's the reason why we're recording. And just take and break it down and listen. And just understand what opportunity looks like in its rough state, in its rough form. And then all you got to do is do what you got to do, because it's all about what you do. But what you got to do. So, hey, don't miss out. Be blessed. Go out and enjoy your day and share this business opportunity with someone today, and you will truly be blessed. Take care. Thank you for tuning in. You know, we love you, and be blessed, and see you on the call in the morning. Peace and blessings.